Good morning. Welcome to the Extra on KRDO News Radio show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Very important people here today to talk about a very important topic. We're talking all things downtown Colorado Springs. Joining me, President and CEO, Downtown Partnership, Susan Edmondson is here. Susan, it is great to see you.
Good morning.
It's been like over a year, I think,
since we've chatted. Somewhere about a year since we last got together.
It's great to see you.
Lovely to see you as well.
And Darcy Nick Lawson. I said it right, Darcy?
Yes, you did.
Yay! President, DHN Development and Places Management are here. You know what? I'm just going to say it. A couple of women, and they're helping lead the way downtown.
There's a lot of women in our community who are just kicking butt, doing a lot of good things.
Leading the way.
That is true.
And we were talking about it. In fact, it was a story this morning on KRDO, the network of KRDO, you know, talking about the renaissance of downtown. We're seeing so much building, so many new businesses. My goodness, the restaurants that are coming.
Yes.
And it is a boom in the downtown area, which is fantastic to see. Me being a native, and I remember, you know, when I was younger going downtown, it was like, you just don't hang out downtown. But that has changed.
That has very much changed. I hope you're hanging out downtown now.
Yeah, it is fantastic. So let's start with the Downtown Partnership. Susan, tell everybody, what is the Downtown Partnership? What do you do? And how do you help kind of sculpt that vision of the future vision of downtown?
Sure. So, you know, essentially Downtown Partnership, we really are a placemaking organization. And the place that defines us is downtown. So we're a business membership organization, kind of like a chamber. And many of our business members are not just downtown businesses, but companies all over the city who understand how important it is to have a strong city center in order for our entire region to thrive. But through that, we manage the work of a few tax districts downtown and a nonprofit. And it is really essentially everything to make our downtown thrive. So business attraction retention, public art management, marketing, cleaning, you name it. If there's something going on downtown, we're probably involved in it in some way.
And it is, and you keep mentioning, Susan, that it is absolutely critical to have a thriving downtown, because is that kind of like a trickle effect for the rest of the economy?
Oh, absolutely. We know, let's say when a new company is looking at perhaps locating in Colorado Springs, they may or may not locate downtown, but you bet that they're going to be downtown when they look at the city and decide, is this where we can live? Is this where our employees want to live? Those type of things are really crucial. Or, you know, when you think about it, when you visit cities, you go to the heart of the city to get its character and its vibe.
Right.
We know that even though downtown is just a little over 1 square mile, we return 10 times more sales tax revenue per acre than the city overall. So we always say when we're doing well, we're helping to fill the potholes in your neighborhood, wherever you may live, and take care of things throughout the city. We feel a real sense of responsibility to do well so that all our city does well.
So let's really talk about that vibe of downtown. You know, for those of us that have been here for a while, and you love the historic aspect of downtown, but we're also right now merging that with new construction, new buildings. We're talking a stadium, an arena. You see hotels and apartment complexes that we're going to talk about popping up. And how do you make that? How do we create that vibe, keep that vibe, and preserve that vibe? It's incredible.
You know, Renee, I think that's a great question. That is something we're mindful of every day, because it is great. We're getting all these new things that attract people to downtown, but we want to retain what is unique about us. And what's great is we have builders and developers who understand the importance of that. So whether they're doing new construction or perhaps renovating an older building. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about where Atomic Cowboy and all those new restaurants went in on South Tejon Street.
Yeah.
Beautiful old trolley building. They kept all the character, the brickwork, and then brought us great new restaurants, some of these Denver-based restaurants, so we're getting some new things. But they also worked with the owners in that building already. So places like Streetcar 520, locally owned.
Yeah.
Joe Campagna, a local restaurateur, opened a place. So they kept the local folks there and then brought us new things and kept the character of the building and just enhanced it. To me, that's a perfect example of creating a great vibe, having a lot of character, unlike anywhere else you can see in the city, but embracing our local ownership while also giving us something new and fun.
Absolutely. And of course, when you're talking about looking at the vision and the future of downtown, so much planning going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So how is Downtown Partnership work in collaboration with the city and all the businesses and help bring all that together so everybody is kind of, you know, on the same track when it comes to the downtown vision?
That's another great question. I always want to make sure people know we are not the city. We're not city government. But we work very, very closely with our partners at the city. We must work together, and it is essential that we are aligned in everything from improving our streets and our sidewalks and connectivity, the Legacy Loop Trail System, all of those things.
Right.
Whether it's working alongside the Parks Department to bring the only outdoor ice skating rink in the region to the community, certainly working with CSPD to keep things safe, all of those things, we're working very closely with our city partners. You know, I would say one of the things I love about this job is, in my world, probably it's almost equally a third, where about a third working closely with our government and civic leaders, a third working with businesses and development, and a third with nonprofits, be it arts organizations and other great civic entities that are doing things in our downtown. So it really takes everybody to make a great downtown.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to take a quick break, and we're going to kind of shift a little bit. We have been talking about the construction. There's a lot of construction renovation that's going on. And Darcy has been a key in helping to bring more housing to downtown, because there is a need and a want to live downtown right now, isn't there? A big need and want, isn't there?
Absolutely. There has been. We've seen that across the nation, a desire to live in more urban area, the walkability, for sustainability reasons, for creating a strong sense of community. So the need, the desire for an urban area, for urban style living is huge throughout our nation, throughout our state, throughout our city.
And so we'll talk about how we're doing that downtown when we come back. We're talking with Darcy Nicklausen and Susan Edmondson on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning and welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking all things downtown with the president and CEO of Downtown Partnership, Susan Edmondson, is here. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
And president, DHN Development and Places Management, Darcy Nicklausen, is here. Hello, Darcy.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. And before the break, we were talking about with Susan about, you know, collaboration in the downtown area, how Downtown Partnership works with local businesses and city government and stuff like that. But you also sit on the Downtown Development Board, don't you?
I do. I sit on the Downtown Development Authority Board.
Now, describe what that is.
Susan, actually, you're better at describing the Downtown Authority Board. You want to take that one?
We work to build, kind of like we were talking about earlier with collaboration, we build public and private investment partnerships to ensure the economic and physical growth of downtown. And, you know, the way I kind of describe it is DDAs are created with two things in mind. One, that downtowns are essential to a strong city, but that they face extra challenges in building because we are in an older, aging environment.
Yes.
So you have historic properties, you have aging infrastructure, all of those things that make the cost of development much more challenging than just building out in the suburbs. So downtown's important. We need to build it up, but we have extra challenges, and the DDA is there to close the gap.
And that sounds perfect. And Darcy, was that a challenge for you? Because let's talk about it, Darcy. Let's talk about it. You, as president of DHN Development and Places Management, you know, that we were talking about before the break, the drive for living downtown. There is a big push across the country to move to more downtown areas. And it was becoming a challenge, wasn't it, for our downtown? And that's when you said, oh, hey. And you started building some, they're called boutique type apartments, didn't you? Or renovating.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started actually in 2011 with this idea. And I lived downtown at the time. And love living downtown. My husband and I moved downtown for walkability, being able to go out to restaurants at night, to have a drink after work, easy access to trails, all of those wonderful things. And I couldn't understand at the time. I was like, why aren't we building downtown? This is such a movement.
Yeah.
And the answer I always got was, it's too difficult to do it, and it's more expensive to build downtown, and we just can't achieve those rents, and nobody's going to finance it. I was frustrated with it as a downtown resident, and I see downtown as a neighborhood, and it needs to be viewed that way, as a neighborhood in and of itself, and a sustainable neighborhood.
Yeah.
Meaning you can't always rely on people always coming from outside into downtown.
Right.
So you have to have that residential factor. You have that 24 hours on eyes on the street kind of factor that makes all of our neighborhoods safer, right? We're always watching out for each other.
Right.
Downtown needs the same thing. And so to look at it as truly a neighborhood and a sustainable neighborhood is really important. And I wanted that for where I lived in my own home. So Yeah, I started. I gave a call to a colleague and I said, hey, I have this idea. And he's like, you're right on track. You're going to have to prove the market. So we started by looking to prove the market, doing all our market research and so forth, because you couldn't just go out and use comparable rents and so forth like other developers do.
Right.
You had to say, hey, you know, it's not here, but we think it can come here and use all of these other comparisons. I met Kathy Liu. She is my partner with Blue Dot Place. Wonderful, amazing woman. She also had a vision for redeveloping downtown. We just naturally worked really well together,
yeah.
And kept going step by step through the process of, hey, we found a piece of property. Now we have an architect. Now we have a builder. Just kept going through
it. Just kept moving forward
with a lot of support from the community. And there were a lot of things in place when we started doing that process. Others had come before us, had already tested the market with for sale product downtown. So in the condominiums, the Giddings Lofts, various things like that had already been tested with the market, so I could pull some from that. Susan, the Downtown Partnership, had already been working on downtown plans, had already put in place the form-based code. Those are really essential things that came in place by and were pushed and promoted by other developers in our community as well.
Yeah.
We simply got the distinction of being the first to utilize it for a for rent.
Which is incredible.
Downtown.
And for those that don't know, Blue Dot Place is right there on the south part of Nevada, right? On South
right.
Nevada.
It's located at 412 South Nevada Avenue, four-story building next to Loyal Coffee. Has the brightly colored balconies.
And so we were kind of talking about this boutique living, boutique apartments, which is what you are kind of focused on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Blue Dot
yep.
Place is. And you have another complex going up, right? Casa Mundi.
Right.
Which is that being built right now?
Casa Mundi is currently under construction on Tejon Street.
Which is exciting.
Yes.
So what is kind of like boutique living, boutique apartments? What is that kind of lifestyle?
So boutique apartment, what boutique really refers to in the multifamily industry is a smaller apartment building. Our Blue Dot Place is only 33 apartments. Casa Mundi will only be 27 apartments. What that allows us to do is really have a very personal connection with the residents to provide them as much one-on-one support, whether they're moving across the country, connecting them into our community, whether they're already in the community and they want to expand their connections. I just moved in a wonderful resident this morning, and he loves to road bike.
Yeah.
And who walked in, but my friend who was over at Loyal Coffee, and he's a road biker. So I'm like, you two need to talk.
Yeah.
So in that smaller sense of community, we're able to make more connections for people.
Interesting, yeah.
The other people just walked in who were just moved in yesterday. And so then we're connecting them and their dogs are talking. And mm-hmm. that sense of watching out for each other, that sense of connection, that's what we can really do in a boutique style, because it's smaller. It's harder to do in a larger community.
So we do need to take a quick news break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more about the construction of the apartment complexes. Also, we're going to talk about, again, more about the housing market and kind of steering the development of downtown. We've got more with Susan and Darcy next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking all things downtown. And joining us, President and CEO of Downtown Partnership, Susan Edmondson, is here. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
And Darcy Nick Lawson, President, DHN Development and Places Manager. I'm keeping it right, Darcy, right?
Yes, you're getting it right.
Woo, I want to go Nicholson. But it's Nick Lawson.
That's the way that most people want to say it is Nicholson. Yeah. I'm never offended if somebody says it wrong. I mean, that would be ridiculous.
Right.
And I blame it on my husband, because he's the only one in the entire family that says Nick Lawson. So.
And you're like, okay, it's Nick Lawson, everybody. Yeah. And we were talking about all things happening in the downtown area. And really quickly, Darcy, you were talking about, you know, you starting Blue Dot Place.
Mm-hmm.
Boutique living. And right now you're working on Casa Mundi.
Right.
How was that taken when you first started building that and putting that together, Blue Dot Place? Was it like the community was like, woo, or was there like, you know, it's a lot, isn't it?
Right.
Your plan and your focus for incorporating that into downtown.
I would say with Blue Dot, we hit all ends, every end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Right. From huge amount of community support, through the Downtown Partnership, other people interested in revitalizing downtown, and other just people interested in urban living. We were doing tours at Blue Dot in Foundation for potential residents. It was insane.
That was
going to
be my next question.
Had interest.
Okay, yeah. There was a lot of interest.
There was a lot of interest. And then there were people who were going, are you crazy? You can't build on Nevada Avenue, an apartment building, and at the time have to charge some of the highest rents in town, because building downtown costs a lot more than building in the suburbs. We had we had best business abatement to do. We had a building to tear down. We're working in a tight area. We have no place to store things on site. Land costs downtown are more. It's just more difficult to build downtown, and that translated into costs. However, it succeeded. It had a huge number of supporters. I remember our open house night.
Yeah.
In January of 2016, it was so much fun. We probably had 400 people come through the building and
to look at it,
to look at it, to tour it, to congratulate, just to join us in the celebration. It was absolutely wonderful.
Now, are you seeing the same interest in Casa Mundi as you're working on that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have, Casa Mundi probably has 15 to 20 people on an interest list. We've done very little advertising at this point other than the banner that we have at the building. So that still continues to surprise me. Right. We have several people who are, Brian is at the top of our waiting list, and I talk to him every month, and he is just waiting to get to tour his apartment. We'll start doing construction tours here in the next couple of months as we're able to have people get a better sense of the units. But I am so excited about the units. They are just, they're gorgeous. They're 11-foot ceilings in them.
Wow. Yeah, all of us are sitting here going, wow.
The amount of natural light just floods the apartment. You either have a view to the east looking down on Tejon Street, which, let's face it, this is your people watching side of the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you have a view to the west of Pikes Peak. And they are just gorgeous. The units feel good. I'm so excited about them. They're designed to be
more unique. And when
are they
going to be ready
to
open? Or do we know?
That's the big question, right?
Always.
I ask that every day, too.
Yeah.
We're looking at early winter, late fall right now. It is construction. We can run into more difficult things. We ran into difficulties last summer with the foundation. You know, we're building right next to Old Town Bike Shop. John Crandall is the most wonderful neighbor to have.
Yes, yes.
But we were very concerned about his building, and it's in one of our older historic buildings in town. And so we took our time, and that slowed down our construction timeline. But we wanted to make sure John's building was secure. So
absolutely.
Downtown, yeah. you just run into a lot. We now have another project going on just to the north of us. An 8-story Marriott is coming.
That's right.
2 inches to
our
north.
Right.
Literally 2 inches.
Literally 2 inches. So
wow.
There's just a lot going on, and we have to do it right.
Right.
So we'll take our time and make sure the building is done right.
And Susan, with this thriving residential housing push and starting to see all this develop, I mean, literally anymore now, you kind of look downtown and the cranes and the, right?
Yeah, we love the cranes. We love to see cranes.
We do love the cranes, but the drive for living downtown it's really helped pushing this downtown drive, isn't it?
Oh, you know, we have always prioritized residential as really the most essential ingredient to a thriving downtown. We love that we're getting these new attractions, and it's a very symbiotic relationship, but until and unless you have people, lots of people, living in your downtown 24/7, making it a neighborhood, that is also what sustains the retail and the restaurant. And, you know, every day when you're living downtown that you can just step outside and have a great cup of coffee or a local
just walk
brew
down the road,
or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And while certainly downtown is a destination for everybody,
right,
when people make it their home, that makes everything so much more vibrant, safer. You know, people are out walking their dogs in the evening or whatever the case may be. And you will not see a downtown anywhere in the country that is successful without people living in it.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And we kind of touched on this earlier, Susan, with the focus on the Olympic Museum,
yes,
which is going to be phenomenal. We're going to have the arena. We're going to have the stadium. But how do you keep everything balanced?
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you keep everything balanced downtown? And Darcy's talked about how a community it is downtown. But how do you keep that balance? Like, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
I may not dig sports.
Yeah.
So what, you know, but I love art and culture.
Well, I think that's a great question as well, because there really is something for everyone downtown. We are a state certified creative district. Our arts and culture scene is incredible. If you have not been to First Friday lately, I highly recommend it. I always think it's just such a great, it's both a great family night, but also a great date night. Like, you can totally be the hero and to your partner and just say, let's go do this tonight, because it's free to explore the galleries and then go out for a bite to eat or a glass of wine. Our latest attendance We broke our own records in February. We had over 5,000 people out for First Friday, and that was a cold February day.
Yeah.
So you can imagine with the weather getting nicer, First Fridays always just pick up even more in these beautiful summer months. So we have First Friday coming up this Friday, just as a reminder. It is the first Friday of the month.
Yes.
You know, but the other thing I would say too is, as downtown is growing, we're starting to see each area is developing its own character and its own vibe.
So like each little neighborhood,
little districts within downtown. And so we're very mindful of that too. We don't just sort of like superimpose the way certain areas should look or feel. Like when you look more to the north side of downtown, which gets towards the Colorado College
and
area,
the old North End area,
beautiful older homes and such, you're not going to see 20-foot, you know, 20-story, you know, gleaming glass towers there. That's that's not, you know, appropriate to the scale there. But in Southwest downtown, where the Olympic Museum's going, and there's been just frankly a lot of abandoned, blighted blocks, you're going to see that have a more, you know, vertical, modern look and feel to it. If you've driven by the Olympic Museum under construction, what a super cool looking building. It's really going to be mind blowing. And as people drive down I-25, they're going to turn and look at that and say, what is going on in that city? I got to pull off and take a look. This looks amazing. Wow. So each area or neighborhood is developing its own character. When you go sort of to the east side of downtown, that's where the Catalyst campus is.
Yes.
Beautiful historic old railroad depot. They've renovated that, again, kept the historic character, but they have all these tech companies in this whole campus. So
it really has
aerospace
turned into
and
a tech,
cyber and all of that. That area has its own look and feel. So we're kind of unique too as a downtown that while we may be behind in some areas, what that means is we actually do have kind of larger parcels still to be developed and grow into their own character. You know, some other cities, you know, every parcel's kind of taken up. We have room to grow, frankly, so which is why we're now able to accommodate the new Widener Stadium coming in and Robeson Arena and such. So, but you bet three to 5 years from now, downtown's going to look pretty different in really exciting ways.
Okay, so we do have to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the future and a lot more. Just have a few more minutes left with these incredible women. So we'll have more with Darcy and Susan next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we are talking with President DHN Development Places Management, Darcy Nick-Lawson, and Susan Edmondson, President and CEO Downtown Partnership. And ladies, before we have to wrap up today, we could probably keep just talking for hours.
We could.
We could just keep talking. So Darcy, really quick, I mean, making such a historic impact on downtown, and now you're working on Casa
Mundi.
I knew I was going to do that. No, it's not named after Mundi. You all know what I'm talking, right?
Yes.
Are you looking at even more projects?
Absolutely. I'm a real estate developer. I'm always looking at projects. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm looking to continue to work on some additional areas. Have some interest from working with other landowners actually in our New South End neighborhood that have approached us, and we're happy to work with those landowners. I've been consulting on a couple other projects for a new office complex.
Nice.
Really intriguing space coming to really give an office complex that kind of that boutique feel, right, that I was talking about with a sense of community with residential. Let's see if we translated that into office and really try to foster growth of more of our own companies and add that to our economy.
That's fantastic.
It's really exciting.
And thanks for explaining the boutique kind of living, because it sounds very fascinating. It creates community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just a different way to live, isn't it?
You know, it's just a matter of, you know, knowing your neighbors again. Yeah. We have a lot of people at Blue Dot that are still with us for over 3 years, which in the apartment community, you know, it tends to be a rather transient community, but they're still with us. We adore them. And like I said, we have a wait list, interest list for Casa Mundi. We get, we simply have a Facebook page right now, and we get interest off of it all the time. And we'll add people to the interest list. And then when we're ready to start being able to send out more marketing material, and we won't, and start leasing up and so forth, we'll be communicating more with those people.
But we already have a wait list.
Yeah, we already have people interested. So if others are interested,
you better
get in contact with us.
Absolutely. And Susan, as we're talking about the future, anything you can tell us more about kind of some future plans for downtown?
Well, there is a lot going on. We have other apartments under construction, and we're really seeing a change on the hotel scene. So there's
How many are going in right now?
There's about four in play now. So there's There's a Hilton Garden Inn that's been under construction at Bijou and Cascade, and that's very close to opening. As Darcy mentioned, we are groundbreaking in 2 weeks on a dual-branded Marriott property over on South Tejon, which is going to be really lovely. And it's also going to have sort of a rooftop bar element to it. We have these great views, so let's start taking advantage of that. There's a Hyatt Place planned for the block where City Auditorium is. And then there's a great new sort of, again, boutique, different kind of lodging property called Kinship Landing going in across from Darcy's Blue Dot Place. Really, really cool concept. Kind of a concept that you see more often in European cities and more American cities are starting to do, where it's sort of smaller quarters and even sort of dorm style living if you choose, but also private rooms, but really much more about the big social space. And it's really geared for like outdoor travelers. So the idea is that you're here and you're going off mountain biking or whatever during the day, and you get back and you go into the kind of the common area and have a great Colorado beer and meet the other folks in the property and start sharing tips and being like, well, what did you guys do today? Well, how did you get to that trail? What kind of equipment did you need? Hey, do you want us to join us tomorrow?
Yeah,
we're going to do this.
Yeah.
So totally different concept, different design. And you're seeing more of these types of things in other cities. So, and this is all, that's all being developed locally as well. So we got a lot of folks seeing a great vision for downtown's future.
Well, especially if you're here outdoor exploring, right? You're really not going to be sleeping a whole lot. Like, you come back from your bike
you want
ride
a nice,
or whatever,
clean, safe,
you're
cool place to crash,
and then, yeah,
but you don't need all the other maybe corporate-y kinds
exactly.
of things. So yeah. And of course, motivating a lot of this is the Olympic Museum, and that will be opening next year in 2020.
I cannot wait. It's finally getting there.
Yes.
We're going to have to do an entire show.
Oh, absolutely.
On the museum.
It's amazing. It really is amazing.
An entire show. Yeah. I mean, I like want everybody, I'm warning everybody now. Come on in. Okay, really cool. You guys are awesome. Thanks for talking about all this. But we do need to talk about some events.
Yes.
That are coming up because, like we said, it's vibing and thriving downtown.
And summer is event season.
Yeah.
But this is my favorite time of year because it is when Art on the Streets launches. This program has been around 21 years. It is a juried art exhibition of public art. So we put out an international call for entries.
Wow.
Jurors select about a dozen works. We install them. They're up for a year, and then sometimes one or two may be purchased, and they're deinstalled, and each year it's like a whole new exhibit. So even if you come downtown all the time, one day you're walking or driving down the street, and something was there that wasn't there the day before. What's great about this year is we've added murals. So we have six new sculptures and six new murals. So we kick that off this weekend with a scavenger hunt. So if you go to downtowncs.com/AOTS, that means Art on the Streets, AOTS. You can sign up. You have to advance register free.
Because these events fill up, though, quickly.
Absolutely. This one in particular fills up. So if you're interested, downtowncs.com/AOTS, you advance register, and then it's at your own pace, kind of walking, exploring, and at each location, we have a fun little treat or a little trivia question, or maybe you get to meet the artist. It is a super cool family activity. People love it. Folks who did it last year, they're like, I'm ready. I'm signing up again. We had so much fun. So it's a great way, if you haven't been downtown lately, to explore downtown. And I got to tell you, these murals, I mean, the sculptures are amazing, but having not done murals before, they will blow your socks off. They're gorgeous.
I cannot wait to see them. And I'm sure all the events coming up, because you do walks, you do
absolutely
all that stuff. So all
we
that
do
is on the site.
Monthly walking tours. All of that's on our website, downtowncs.com. And of course, it is the place where other great organizations do events, such as Fan Fest and Blues Under the Bridge, Pride Fest.
Yeah.
So summer is really parade festival event season, in addition to the events we, Downtown Partnership, do ourselves. So check out our website. We also like to promote peakradar.com.
Yep.
It's a course for everything in the community, but you can search for downtown, and there's so many things going on.
You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to have to continue this conversation.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you
much
for
to talk
us.
About. Thank you so much, Darcy and Susan. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, it is the business edition. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.